today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Fuzz Thumpin' Punk.
Fuzz Thumpin' Punk?
Fuzz Thumpin' Punk.
Hey everybody, it's Patrick here. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan and myself, I want to welcome you to this episode of March 2026, New Music. We are back on track with our listeners. Thank you, Jim, very much for starting off the New Music Picks. Always very interesting and cool selections from Jim, and I appreciate it very much, as I'm sure many of our listeners do. Today we will begin in our traditional manner with the new music OG, Stephen Routledge. But before that, I just want to say thanks to everybody who got their picks in for March. Looks like it's going to be a really good batch of selections. So I thank you very, very much, and I look forward to that. And without further ado, let the train leave the station. Stephen, take it away.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. Stephen Routledge here, calling in with my new music picks for March. My first pick is from a long-time favourite band of mine, and one who inexplicably didn't feature in the best album of the 90s bracket challenge. And administrative error isn't the only possible explanation, as the thought that not one of Gentleman, Black Love or 1965 made the cut seems impossible to contemplate. Yes, it is the Afghan Whigs of whom I speak, and they return with new single, The House of I, which has all the trademark elements of Cincinnati's finest export. The trademark Greg Dulli mix of a lascivious sneer laced with an undercurrent of danger that sits on a tune that absolutely rocks. The rumour on the New Music Network is that a certain Highland Park Harry out of the west coast of America is a fan of this particular tune, and it bodes well for the forthcoming hopeful new album.
Underground,
second choice is from Dutch band Playgrounded. Categorising them shows the seemingly never-ending ability of metal to splinter into smaller and smaller sub-genres. Whilst this is not Paradise Lost, there is a gothic tinge to their sound, as well as an electronic element. I think alternative metal is probably the best fit, as there are both metal and alt-rock sides to their sound, without being fully one or the other. Anyway, dancing on the head of a pin aside, new single Counting Embers seems sadly appropriate given current world events, and that is what we could all be doing soon enough. In the meantime, and World War III allowing, just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my new music picks for March. A lot of great new music this month, and there are many, many more tracks I could suggest, and that's just these two. Best yet, a lot of this music is from bands either new or new to me, which I just love. Anyway, my album of the month comes from Philadelphia-based Gladdy, and it's called No Need to Be Lonely. It's their third album, and it was produced by Rockin' the Suburbs fave Jeff Rosenstock, and he brings the fuzz, thump, and punk to this record. I suggest playing Future Spring.
you small? Why do you even bother when they don't see you at all?
My song of the month comes from yet another excellent record released in March. The song itself is called Operator, and it comes from Swedish trio Girl Scout. Operator is from Girl Scout's debut album Brink, and although the band has been releasing singles since 2022 and have at least one EP out, I hear a lot of similarities to the band Always, which is perhaps not coincidental since the two bands have toured together. That's it for me. As I indicated, there was a tsunami of great music released in March. I look forward to the picks of other members of the Rock in the Suburbs community. Have a great spring, everybody.
A lascivious snare laced with an undercurrent of danger.